When it comes to weight management, we tend to focus on what we eat, but Noom's approach puts the focus on why we eat. That's a game changer. Noom uses science and personalization to help you manage your weight for the long term. Their psychology-based approach helps build better habits and behaviors that are easier to maintain. The best part? You decide how Noom fits into your life, not the other way around. Sign up for your trial today at Noom.com. That's Noom.com to sign up today.
And welcome back, everybody, to another episode of MLB DFS Quick Hits, your Thursday, July 1st edition. It's going to be a wild one. It's the best way I can say. You thought Wednesday was wild with all the bad pitching and all the weather concerns, and some games ended early because of, you know, rain coming in. It's much worse on Thursday. So check me out on Twitter at BDNTrick if you have any questions there, or come join me in the free Fantasy DGen Slack chat. We'll get you going there. If you like season-long fantasy baseball, check out the Bench with Bubba podcast going twice a week, recorded with Draft Cheat, episode 382. On Tuesday, record with Kevin Hastings, the 2020 TGFBI champion, on Thursday. So come check all that good stuff out. Also, if you get a rate and review of the podcast on iTunes, I'd much appreciate it. MLB DFS Quick Hits or Bench with Bubba, whichever you prefer. Also, check out my written content at rotoballer.com. Tuesdays and Thursdays, the free DraftKings article. So I'll be dropping that for you for your 7-game main slate. Lastly, if you like DFS, which you do because you're listening to this, if you like making some wagers on prop bets, which you probably do, go check out Prize Picks and use promo code Bubba when you create your account and sign up, and you get a first deposit match up to $100. So go check out the good stuff there at Prize Picks over in the DGen Slack chat. I drop my picks in there daily. Other guys dropping in golf picks and CSGO picks and NASCAR and WNBA. So we're having fun over there playing some Prize Picks. Use promo code Bubba when you create your account. It'll go a long way to helping me and enjoying the show. So go do all that stuff. But let's talk about it here. Here's the weather. I'm going to do all 12 games weather-wise. Angels-Yankees, 30% chances of rain at start. Goes all the way up to 80 and just keeps going throughout the evening. So that's going to be fun. Seattle-Toronto, about 15 to 20% chances. Royals-Red Sox, about 20%, but just gets worse and worse as the night goes on. Minnesota-Chicago looks good. Texas-Oakland, good. Miami-Philadelphia, 75% chances of rain. Brewers Pirates, about 40%, but that dies off as the evening goes on. Dodgers Nationals, about 80 to 85%. Astros Indians looks good, according to me, but we've seen the Indians people do weather, so who knows? Padres Reds, 20 to 25% chances, but dies off as the night goes on. Braves game, about 30% chances, goes down to about 20% for the rest of the night. Colorado, 25 to 35% chances of rain. And then we have a dome in Arizona, so we're good there. So lots and lots and lots of weather to worry about. Your quick run through of the 5-game slate. Again, if weather gets in your problem, you're going to have to rotate things. But yeah, Carlos Rodon going up against Minnesota at 10-2. Really strong play there. I like the strikeout upside against Minnesota. Minnesota bats are heating up, though. So keep that in mind. But give me some Rodon in that one. You could go Barrios as well. But I like those White Sox bats as a contrarian play versus Barrios. So give me Rodon in that one. Sean Manaea's 9K. He's been outstanding right now. You get a Texas Rangers offense. You can definitely pick on over the last month. Texas I'll tell you right here, they are striking out a wonderful 20% of the time versus lefties, the 107 ISO and an 88 WRC plus. So you can take advantage of them. Manaea has been very good. The one caveat I will say is we talk about it a lot on day games in Oco. The ball is very live there because it's going to be warmer. So it could be a good game to attack. But on this weird slate, don't mind Manaea at 9K. Similar to Kikuchi at 83, don't mind him going up against Toronto. He's been very, very good of late. Toronto's very, very good as well. But you got 25.4% strikeout rate for Toronto the last month versus lefties. So you can try to pick on that. There are lots of power, but Kikuchi at 83 could potentially navigate that minefield. You got Eovaldi at 8K versus Kansas City. He's another option. So if you don't want to pay up for Rodon, they're all kind of risky. A lot like Wednesday night. I kept saying it's a lot of risky plays. Not a lot to like. The best pitcher that I liked was Bassett. It's Bassett and Garcia. Garcia got screwed by the umpires. The pitching got tossed after the second batter, both walks. And I went to the Slack chat. I'm like, something ain't right. Something's got right. And some of the guys looked into it. All seven pitches to Mancini were in the strike zone, and he walked. And then there was two on the first batter, and he against Mullins, and he walked. It was horrific. A horrible ump show. Just everything unraveled there. He bounced back to do okay, but not great. Bassett's been outstanding. He's been great. But all the secondary pitchers, like I said, it was bad. It was like Kobe Aller's been pretty good. Like, I'm happy with what he's done. But otherwise, it's been pretty rough. A lot of the same feels on Wednesday. So Manaea, Kikuchi, Eovaldi, you can definitely go those ways. If you want to punt with Dane Dunning, it's great. But again, I like that lively ballpark in Oakland. So it's kind of tricky. So Manaea, Kikuchi, Eovaldi, all in play. I like Rodon as well. But if you want to save some cash, Manaea, Kikuchi, Eovaldi, you can go to Dane Dunning if you prefer. If you're stacking things up, Boston versus Bubik is a great look. Very, very good look. I do like the Oakland offense against Dunning. And I don't mind some contrarian Texas plays against Manaea just for the day game aspect of Oakland. If you want some other plays, though, Seattle, value versus Ryu, you can definitely go that direction. And then the Angels and Yankees against Canning and Manning, Montgomery, don't mind that one as well. So that's your quick run through of the five game slate. If you have further questions, join us in the Slack chat. We'll break it all down for you right there. But seven-game main slate to get things cracking for you on this one. Again, watch the weather. It's not good, folks. Not good at all. We don't even have all the totals yet because there's such a mess. Some games are getting delayed tonight and starting to get just suspended or postponed. But we got Dodgers Nationals over under 9.5. Again, watch the weather there. It's really nasty. It's probably the worst one right now. Milwaukee, Pittsburgh, 7.5. Astros, Indians, 8.5. Padres, Reds, 9.5. Mets, Braves, total of 6. Jacob DeGrom's pitching. St. Louis Cardinals, Rockies, 11.5 in Coors Field. Giants, Diamondbacks, total of 9. So let's get to the pitchers on this slate here. DeGrom at 11.5, outstanding. There's no really analysis needed here. I'll give you a little bit, but you know, Atlanta striking out 26% of the time versus righties. They went off on Wednesday. A lot of that was against position players, but they still went off. They went bananas. The thing with DeGrom, he's the best play at 11.5. He's basically got 25-plus point upside, even when he only goes 3 innings at times. The strikeouts are so elite. Last time against Philadelphia, 6 innings, 3 hits, 2 earned, 5 Ks, got you 16-5. You need the 25-plus from DeGrom. He should get it versus Atlanta. He did it in 5 innings, 2 starts ago against Atlanta, and that's his only other start I have here against Atlanta. But he's been outstanding this year. If you want to pay for DeGrom, you can. I don't think you're going to have to, though. I don't think you're going to have to pay for DeGrom, but I'm never going to tell you not to play for Jacob DeGrom. I totally get it. Next up, though, you could save a whopping $1,700 and go to my man, Framber Valdez, $9,800 at the Cleveland Indians. Framber has been next to outstanding. After that first warm-up start coming off the IL, every start from June 2nd on, he has gone at least 6 innings. He's gone 7 innings or more in 4 of those 5 starts. He has a minimum of 17 points in those starts. He's got 230-plus point starts. Dude's been an electric factory. 5 or more Ks in 4 or 5 starts. He's been great, and now you get a Cleveland Indians offense. They're coming off a doubleheader on Wednesday, so that bullpen's going to be taxed, which is great. But a Cleveland team striking out almost 25% against left-handed pitchers in the last month. 251 average, 159 ISO, 98 WRC+. I love Framber Valdez. He limits hard contacts, gets a lot of ground balls, gets strikeouts, goes deep into ball games. Like, if we're playing prize picks, he's going to be one of my targets. If there's an outs total or a strikeout total, I have a feeling I'll be playing one of the two with Framber Valdez in the prize picks. So we'll definitely be talking about that in the Slack chat. I love Framber on this slate. So at $9,800, I think he's a great play. I'll play Framber pretty much every slate. Like, that's just the way it goes, because more often than not, he'll have his hiccups, but more often than not, he's going to pay us big. So Framber at 98 in this matchup versus Cleveland, sign me up. Corbin Burns, $9,200, got an extra day off on Wednesday. They didn't need it because they scored 15 runs and just bludgeoned the Chicago Cubs. But Burnsy coming off a gym against Colorado at home, got beat up at Colorado, struggled against Pittsburgh. He's been one of the guys since the sticky stuff came into play. It's been a little rough of late, a little rough. Still 6 or more Ks in 3 straight starts. You know, 4 innings, 5 1/3, 6. He's given up 1, 4, and 3. Still no home runs. Like, keeping the ball in the ballpark. And that makes me feel very good. If you start giving up home runs, we've seen that with certain guys, the velocity, the movement's not there because of the sticky stuff, and they start getting just shelled. He's walking a few guys, giving up a few more hits, but he's keeping the ball in the ballpark. I think that's very important, especially pitching in Pittsburgh, which is a very pitcher-friendly ballpark. Going up against this Pirates team that did get to him a few starts back, but that was like his first start without the sticky stuff. Pittsburgh's striking out about 21% of the time versus righties last month, hitting .231 with an 87 WRC+. I got no problem going back to Corbin Burns, especially on the slate with such suspect pitching. Burns is a great play. I prefer Framber over Burns, but Burns definitely checks the box. Like, if you don't want to pay all the way up for DeGrom and you think Framber, he's going to be popular, go to Burns. That's fine. I think Burns is going to be popular at 92 because we're used to Burns being over 10K. Gets a Pittsburgh Pirates team at $9,200. I think it'll be very popular. but no problem with Burns at all. I'm feeling better watching his recent start against Colorado. The strikeouts have still been there. That's the biggest thing for me. Like Garrett Cole, strikeouts gone. Giolito the other night, 1K, one strikeout against Minnesota. He got the W. It wasn't pretty, though. We talk about time and time again with DK and DFS, even in FanDuel, but DK especially, you need to have the strikeouts. Burns is getting those. That's clutch, really clutch. Luis Castillo's 9K at home against the San Diego Padres, and this one intrigues me quite a bit. The month of June, he's been electric. ERA around 2, almost a 14% swinging strike rate, strikeout rate around 26%. The velocity of the fastball's up, and that is the most important thing for Luis Castillo. So everything you want to see is great. Now he's at home against the San Diego Padres. What do we get from Castillo? But in his 5 June starts, 18 or more DK points in every start, 23 or more in 3 of 5. He's been great, 6 or more Ks in 4 straight starts, 5 or more in every June start. He's given up 0-2, 0-3, 1 earned run, and he's gone 6 or more innings in 4 of 5 starts. He's looked like Luis Castillo of old, but you get the Padres. This is the caveat, because the Padres team's swinging it really well. They are striking out 25% of the time versus right-handed pitching. That's big. You know, hitting 250, almost a 200 ISO, and a 116 WRC plus. So the thing with Castillo, it's going to be a weird slate, probably at least one rainout, maybe more. I think he's a very, very, very good tournament play. It's kind of the Ohtani conversation, the risk reward. I talked about in the Slack chat because guys are like, oh, why did I play Ohtani? You play Ohtani because he's affordable, and when he goes off, he's got 25 plus point upside. You can't get that from a lot of guys. You just don't in this era of baseball. If he doesn't go off, what happens today happens, but you aren't going to win the tournament anyways. If you want to win the tournament, you take the risk reward. If you want to play it safe, you play cash. That's the bottom line. And a guy like Luis Castillo, people are going to see Great American Small Park. They're going to remember the horrific starts earlier in the year. And they're going to see the San Diego Padres, Fernando Tatis with the dreads and the big glasses and the swagger. You're going to see Machado break Cronenworth. The lineup, Grisham and Granny hit two dongs on Wednesday. This lineup is just loaded right now. You got Luis Castillo, an ace at one point in time, pitching well. Would I be shocked if the Padres score 12 runs? No, not at all. But you're playing for that upside. If Castillo goes out there and throws up 20-plus, 25-plus points, like 3% ownership on what is a 7-game slate now, could be a 5- or 6-game slate, that is booming you up the standings. That is tremendous stuff. Because I want to know what that also means. It means the Padres didn't do anything, and people were on the Padres' bats. So that's the kind of double whammy you got there that comes into play very, very big. So I'm not saying go all in on Castillo, but if you're willing to play the risk-reward, Castillo at 9K, because Burns will be popular at 92, Framber should be popular at 98, everyone likes DeGrom, everyone likes the Padres. No one's going to roster Luis Castillo at $9,000. So I think it's a very, very, very good tournament play, massive risk, massive reward. So keep that in mind. If you want to save some cash, though, Johnny Cueto at 73 at the Arizona Diamondbacks. Cueto's gotten you 6 or more innings in back-to-back starts in 3 of his last 4 starts, 3 earned runs or less in 4 of his last 5 starts, 5 or more Ks in 3 of his last 5, you know, 18 or more DK points in 3 of 5. He's another kind of boomer bust guy, but he's $7,300, and he's got the D-backs, a D-backs team striking out 27% of the time versus righties over the last month, 213 average, 0.091 ISO, and a 63 WRC+. So Cueto at 73, outstanding. I skipped over Adam Wainwright. If you want to feel frisky in Colorado, you can. Wainwright's been very good of late. Rockies are the Rockies. So if you want to do it in Colorado, you can. I like Cueto at 73 in that matchup. I'll take my chances there. But basically, those are your cheapies. The only other one I'll mention, I think he's priced too cheap in this matchup, is Ian Anderson at $7,100. He's pitched really well. 3 of his last 4 starts, over 20 DK points. He's gone 5 or more innings in 3 of his last 4 starts, 3 runs or less in 3 of his last 4. 5 or more Ks and 3 straight starts. He faced the Mets 2 starts ago, 5 and a third, no earned 5 Ks for 23 points. Did well in Great American Small Park. He was a very up-and-coming guy, great last season, struggled in the middle of this season. Could be a big-time bounce-back spot for Ian Anderson in this matchup at the Atlanta Braves. Braves coming off this, or against the Mets, a Mets offense that struggles. He's priced low because he's facing DeGrom. $7,100 is a struggling Mets offense, a Mets offense striking out 26% of the time versus righties in the last month, with a 228 average and a 100 WRC plus. They're getting better, but still striking out a ton. And you got Ian Anderson at $7,100. That intrigues me as well. So you got your big dogs up top. DeGrom, phenomenal. Love Framber Valdez, especially the savings off of DeGrom. You got Burnsy, who's a great play still. I still believe in him because the strikeouts are there. I'd rather have Framber over Burns. The massive risk-reward play of the night, Luis Castillo, at home against San Diego Padres. Keep that one in mind. And then if you want to save some money, you want your SP2 options here. If you don't want to double up on pitching up top, you got Adam Wainwright if you want Coors. No problem with that. But what I would do, Johnny Cueto, love him at 73. Ian Anderson at 71. Like, I'll have some lineups with Anderson and Cueto together to get all the bats in the world. So that's the angle of pitching. It's an ugly slate. Most importantly, watch the weather. We'll be watching that all day on Thursday. It's going to be nasty. Let's talk about the bats on this seven-game slate. Catcher's position for you. We love the Giants tonight, FYI. So Posey at 47 is a strong play. But you can also go to Omar Narvaez at 44 if you want to save a few dollars. But if you're paying up, Posey at 47. I would love to just to attack Patrick Corbin. So I'm going to mention Dodgers here. I don't think the game plays. Be very honest with you. I don't think it plays, but Will Smith at 4K versus Patrick Corbin, we can go all in on that hammer, baby. All in on stacking against Patrick Corbin. So Will Smith at 4K is a very, very good value if he checks into that lineup. A couple others, though, like Vic Caratini, if you are fading Castillo at 33, he's in play. I'd rather not, but he's in play if you need to. And if you're looking to punt, Austin Hedges versus Framber Valdez at 24, if you're not using Framber, he's in play. If Dom Nunez gets to start for Colorado, he started on Wednesday, so you might get Elias Diaz. But if Dom Nunez starts, he's only $2,300. He's a guy to keep in mind. And Jason Castro should start for Houston because Martin Maldonado got placed on, I believe, the bereavement list on Wednesday. So Castro should get the start. And he is a whopping $2,200. That is a phenomenal value because you need value if you want to pay for pitching or some other bats. Castro is $2,200 and a great lineup and a great matchup versus Cleveland. You know, Houston, got of all teams, Baltimore comes into Houston, for sweeps them in three games, and shuts them down. That is comical. That is why baseball is such a great sport. That is why we can only set ourselves up to be the best position night after night. But once the game starts, there's nothing we can do. There's not one person that didn't tell you Houston should have put up all kinds of runs against Baltimore, but they didn't because that's baseball. That happens. But another great spot, go right back to him against Cleveland if you want. Castro at 22 is a great, great spot there. First base position, though, you can go to Freddie Freeman against DeGrom if you want to be contrarian. Similar to the Castillo versus the Padres, no one's going to roster the Braves. Nobody. And DeGrom's been going four to five innings his last few starts because of injuries and everything else. If he goes a short start again, you get all that lovely Mets bullpen, folks. So if you want to go Freddie Freeman at 52 to be contrarian, knock yourself out. No complaints there. CJ Cronin, Coors at 48 is in play. He's been starting to get going. Josh Bell versus Tony Gonsolin at 46. Don't mind that if that game plays. But in reality, if you're paying up a really good value tonight, Paul Goldschmidt at $4,500 at Coors Field against Sensatola is a really good price. We'll go through the pricing here, but Coors Field is too cheap against tonight. DK is drunk once again. So Coors is too cheap. You're going to see a lot of DeGrom and Coors lineups, a lot of them. So that's one way to be contrarian right away. Maybe just do one or the other. Don't do either one, and you'll be fine right out the gate. But Goldie at 45 is a great price tag. No qualms about that. Joey Votto keeps hitting, folks. Another home run on Wednesday. Ryan Weathers making the spot start. It's going to go Weathers and then a bullpen. So Votto at 42, you can hit lefties just fine. Like that one quite a bit. Lamont Wade Jr. should be leading off for the Gigantes. He's first base outfield eligible versus Merrill Kelly at 41. Jump back on the Wade train. I like that as well. Saving some money, though. You got Fuentes and Coors, only 35. Keston here has slowly been hitting. So if you're going to stack Milwaukee against Crow, which is very viable, it's not one of my top stacks, but definitely viable. Keston here at 32 is a very, very nice value. Other than that, any other values here? Not really at this point in time. Second base position, Altuve is always in play at 54. He's actually gone down in price, which is great. And he gets an easy matchup against Mejia. You got Albies coming off a 5-for-5 night, I believe, with two home runs, including the grand slam off a position player. He's $4,900. Always Cronenworth in play. We got Tommy Evans and Coors at 47 is nice. Brendan Rodgers and Coors at 46. Those are great. I like Albies a bit to be contrarian. But if you don't want the Coors guys, Jonathan India leading off versus Weathers at 45 is a very, very nice price tag. This is kind of like a couple nights ago where everyone's going to want Coors Field, and I get it. But we have a really strong situation. It's not a game stack because I like Castillo enough, unless you want to game stack it. Again, we talked about that earlier. But Great American Small Park has a potential to put up a lot of runs, just like Coors Field does. So keep that in mind if you want to be a little different there. Indy at 45 versus the lefty Weathers is in play. If we're stacking against Patrick Corbin, because that game plays, Chris Taylor's only $4,200. That's a great value. The dude's been well over 5K lately, so keep an eye on him. Chris Owings has been getting some spot starts for Colorado. He's 39 in Coors. Matt Carpenter's 37 in Coors. If you're not using Johnny Cueto, a D-back I do like is Josh Rojas. He's been hitting close to 300 over the last 10 games, leading off for the D-backs. He's 36. He's second base outfield eligible. Garrett Hampson's only $3,500. He's second base outfield. Really good value there. He had a nice day on Wednesday, so he's a guy to keep an eye on. Other than that, though, like Josh Harrison's in play if you're stacking Washington at 28. He's not a bad look, but not too many other values at this point in time. Like Alejo Lopez was hitting fifth for the Reds on Wednesday. He's 2K. I'm just not a big fan of that. Like if you're stacking the games, sure. He didn't do enough in the minors to really make me want to go rush to play him. But 2K, batting fifth, I get it if you're stacking things up. Third base position, Arenado returns to Coors Field at 55. That's kind of like that Shohei Ohtani goes to the Bronx and goes deep. It's just a weird feeling that Arenado's going to find the seats. They're doing a dedication to him, a video montage, all this stuff. It's been announced. They're doing it all for Arenado. So 55 hundo, it's very appealing. Justin Turner at 53 against Corbin's great. But Ryan McMahon's only 49 against Bueno. That's got some upside. If you are stacking Milwaukee, Luis Urias has been crushing it. He's $4,800. Like him quite a bit. Wilmer Flores, most of the go lefties versus Kelly Flores is hitting everything right now. He's 47 as well. He's in play. Yeah, Eugenio Suarez at home against the lefty Weathers at 4K. Nice value for you in that one. I mentioned John Fuentes earlier, but Abraham Toro's only 3K. His price keeps going down for Houston. Good spot there versus Mejia. That's a really good value, actually, against Mejia. And then not too much else at this point in time. Shortstop position, you got Tatis at 6K, always in play. Story at 59, sure. Correa at 49, like that one a little better just for the matchup situation than the top two. But my top guy, I'm going to him. Call me a homer if you want, but B. Craw at 46, hitting cleanup versus Merrill Kelly. This dude is locked in right now. So B. Craw at 46, a really nice play. Willie Adames at 44 as well. He's locked in. So kind of makes you don't have to pay up at shortstop. Crawford, Adames, both great plays at this price point. I like those quite a bit. If you're not using Valdez, Amed Rosario is only $3,600. That's a good value. Paul DeJong and Coors is 34. DeJong's been a mess, but he has 20 or more points in two of his last three games, or four games. He's gone deep in both those games. That's the beauty of Paul DeJong. It's like literally all or nothing for him going into Coors Field at an extreme value of $3,400. It is an option. Not going to deny that one iota. Heading to the outfield, though, you got Acuna. He went deep on Wednesday at 5,800. You got Betts versus Corbin. Schwarber did not go deep on Wednesday. Maybe check his health. He's 55 versus Gonsolin. Wouldn't be shocked if he rejoins the bleachers on that one. But Jordan Alvarez is 52. That's a nice discount compared to the guys up top. So I like that. Castellanos versus Weather. Castellanos went deep on Wednesday. Now he gets a lefty in Great American Small Parks. A really good spot for Casty at 49. He's only 4K a couple nights ago. The pricing has been fluctuating so much. There's usually a rhyme or a reason. Just doesn't feel like there's one right now. It's really, really weird. Tommy Pham at 46. If you're fading Castillo, that's a good price point. But now look at Brian Reynolds. He's up to 4,500 now because he's got the Coors Field bump. That hopefully comes down in the next couple of days. But Grisham, talked about him on fire at 44. I like Tapia at Coors at 43, though. That's good upside there. Mentioned Taylor at 42 for the Dodgers. Lamont Wade at 41 for the Giants. Those are phenomenal discounts. Like usual, you don't have to pay up at the outfield because there's tons of value elsewhere. Going down below 4K now. Michael Brantley's only $3,900 versus Mejia. That's strong. Alex Dickerson's 38. Love him. Love him. Just remember, he might get pinch hit for it sometime. But really good play to start the game out against Kelly. But Dylan Carlson's in Coors at 38. That's a phenomenal value for Sensatella. Definitely jump on that. Kyle Tucker's only 37. He's got Tucker at 37 and Brantley at 39. They've both gone down by like $500 or $600. It's like, DK, come on, guys. Get it together. Mentioned Josh Rojas earlier at 36. He's in play. Hampson, 35. You can go those directions if you want. Will Myers went deep on Wednesday. He's 34. But like Steven Duggar at 33 is a phenomenal value. He hits seventh, but he's been very productive. He's a really good value at $3,300. Gregory Polanco, if you are fading Burns at 32, is always GPP viable. Jonathan Dawes is only 32. That's not too bad. If you aren't using Anderson and you want some Mets action, Michael Conforto at only $3,100 is a nice value. I like that quite a bit. AJ Pollock only 3K versus Patrick Corbin's got some big upside. Same with Miles Straw at 3K. So Toro and Straw's prices, all the Astros prices have gone down. And they're facing CJ Mejia. I know the Indians have been messing with the rotation because of the rainouts, but oh my, that is something else right there, folks. Houston's going to be super cheap and popular. But Harold Ramirez at 29, if you're not using Valdez, that's nice. If you're not using Cueto, David Peralta's only 28. And Josh Reddick's only 27. So those are some value plays for you. Lars Nootbaar in Colorado is only $2,700. That is extreme value for Coors Field. So again, as usual, check your lineups. There's going to be tons and tons of value that comes out on these slates like they always do. And we find them and we have some fun. Like Gavin Sheets went deep for us on Wednesday. So that was fun as well. Recapping your pitching real quick on this slate, DeGrom's a great play. No hiding it. I'm not going to sugarcoat that one. We drop down from DeGrom. Love Valdez at 98. Big fan of that. Burns is in play. Then you have Castillo at 9K, the best boom or bust play, risk reward play on this slate. So Valdez is my guy. Castillo's a good boom or bust. You can go Burns or DeGrom, no problem at all. SP2s. Waino's in play versus Colorado, but I prefer Cueto or Ian Anderson as my SP2. Not a lot of other options. It's pretty cut and dry on how we're building this one up. Now, if you're stacking it up, I love the Dodgers-Washington game, especially the Dodgers side. I don't think it plays. So Cincinnati versus Weathers, big fan of that. Houston versus Mejia, big fan of that. St. Louis versus Sensatella, big fan of that. And then Giants versus Arizona. I think Giants and Cincinnati will be my top two because I think Houston and Coors Field are going to be the most popular. Like Houston, Coors Field, very popular. So I'll be contrarian right out the gate. San Diego, San Francisco. Good thing about the San Francisco game, we know it's going to play because there's a dome. So you got that going for you too. Milwaukee is an option if you want to get really contrarian. San Diego is obviously in play if you need to, and Atlanta as well. So tons of ways to go. Pitching's a mess. Weather's an equally fickle bitch too. So check it all out. Join me in the Slack chat if you have some questions or on Twitter at BDentric. Again, watch Bench with Bubba. Give it a rate and review twice a week for your season-long fantasy players. Give MLB DFS Quick Hits a rate and review. I'd appreciate that quite a bit. Check out my free DraftKings article at rotoballer.com on Thursday. Check out this video if you prefer watching it instead of listening to it only on the Rotoballer YouTube channel. Subscribe, like, and share. And then go check out Prize Picks. If you're new to Prize Picks, use promo code Bubba for your first when you sign up and make your first deposit. Get some wonderful, wonderful deposit match for your first deposit up to $100. Do that. We talk about it in the Slack chat all the time. You'll love Prize Picks. It's an absolute blast. But for now, everybody, good luck on your Thursday. It's a messy one, so be careful. I'll be back with you guys on a full Friday. This was MLB DFS Quick Hits, your Thursday, July 1st edition. I'm out.
Hey, Drew Scott here.
And I'm Jonathan Scott, reminding you that life's better with a home policy from American Family Insurance. They can help you get just the right protection at just the right price and help you save when you bundle home and auto. Kind of like Goldilocks and the Three Bears. It'll be just right for you. We love a custom build. American Family Insurance. Insure carefully. Dream fearlessly. Get a quote and find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.